Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back. And we are now at the third chorus of Charlie Christian's solo at Stompin' at the Savoy. Let's review it. Let's go back and listen to it. I don't know. I never get tired of listening to this thing. What's happening there? Well, first we got this lead in here. So those are fifths. Now, where is this going to go? I think, to me, usually when you play a fifth, you know, you're going to play it on adjoining strings, right? Somehow. But this is not so easy here. I mean, you can play... Could be there, or it could be here. I'm more inclined to play it like this. Third and first finger on the second and fourth strings. Just because of, it kind of keeps you in this position here. It keeps you in the position of the D flat, this stuff. I can't really tell by listening. I mean, it could be. I'd say whichever way you like it. Again, there's no video of Charlie Christian. We don't know. I think these are kind of equally easy to do, so... I'm inclined to do it this way. Again, there was no standard way of doing it because he was inventing it, so who knows? Is that the way the phrase goes? Let's see. Yeah. Boom, boom. It's a little... I got it. What's the It's not like short. It's kind of. It's not long either. It's funny, huh? Charlie Christian has this very unique way of getting into notes. Kind of like that. It's not like. It's not that kind of thing. It's not that kind of thing. It's more like a straight slide. Something like that, right? So yeah, you don't hear. You don't really hear any ornamentation. And you don't hear any shaking of the note. It's not anything like that. It's just. And again, if you played it the other way, it'd be. See, that's what makes it. I think that's kind of hard to do, to get back down to it. But who knows? Okay. Okay, that's again, this thing. That's the same thing we heard at the end of the other section. That double stop tritone. That's pretty straightforward. That's all just in a D flat in the ninth position. A little shake on that top note. Right. So this section will be. Wasn't ready. Now this is the part that's the most interesting to me here is this, what's going on here? Okay, so this is, now who knows where he came up with this, but it's likely that he heard someone like Lester Young doing false fingerings on the saxophone. I mentioned this in the very first episode, but this is like, you'll hear it a lot on tenor players playing like a G, like this G, with two different fingerings, meaning like you're just like, there's different ways to get the same note, you know. Not all notes, but some notes are more inclined to do that. You know, maybe you're playing a certain partial off of a note, like, you know, play an F off of a B flat or a G off of a C, and then you're playing a G as a fundamental, or, you know, one of those type of things. I'm not sure exactly how it works on the tenor, you know, you can alternate between notes that are the same pitch, but they have different timbres to them because of, you know, you're getting it a different way, and you can do that on guitar. You know, you have these false fingerings. You have, you know, different places where you can play the same note. The D flat could be here. Sorry, you know, I can't quite get this one, you know, so. So in this case, he's doing it with a B flat. Now, where is it? This B flat? This B flat? This one? Not this one. That one's off the guitar. So we only have three choices. It could be this B flat, this one, or this one. See, the first one is all the same. Duh, duh, duh. The first three, but then he changes. You hear that? It's a different sound. Bip, 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 bip. And on that one, he changes the string. So. Now, it could be this, but I think it's this. Why? Well, a couple reasons. First of all, it's easier to do this between these two strings. And I have a feeling that when Charlie Christian did this, mostly he was doing it on the B string and the G string, because the interval is a half step smaller, right? It's a major third between them. So to do false fingering, you only have to skip three frets. Whereas here you have to skip four. Plus it's lower on the neck, so it's even farther apart. That's quite difficult. But the other reason is where he ends up. Bobby? So if he was doing that here, then you have to jump up and get that, which I think that's also unlikely. It seems much better that it would be here. Right? So he says, so that's the way that I hear it. Okay, so you can hear. I'm going to say one and three. So one meaning the B flat that's on the 11th fret of the second string, and three meaning the B flat that's played with the third finger on the 15th fret of the G string. This is really up at the top of this guitar. This is where this guitar neck meets the body. And he's playing this guitar on the recording. He's playing the same type of guitar. So I know that's about as far as you can go. So that's 3-1-3-1-1, right? And you can hear that. That one is kind of ghosted, but that's 3-1-3. It has a different. Those are just alternating. 3-1-3-1-3. You can hear it pretty clearly here, the difference in the timbre. I think it's definitely clear to hear which string, which ones are different. 1-3-1-3-1-3-1-3-1-3. That's 1-3-1, and then 1-3-1, and that works nicely because you go 1-3-1-3, right? Sorry. So 1-3-1-3. One, 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 da, 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 da. Right. They all alternate except for that when it goes, da, 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 bo, bap, bap. Right there, there's two with the first finger. But the rest of them are all alternating. So it starts with three on the first finger, then 3-1-3-1-1, and then they alternate. Okay. So full speed is going to sound. Oops, sorry. Pretty cool. I think that's cool. Slides down, right? There's a little bend on that. That's nice. Remember, we did it. That was that. that was earlier in the solo, that same that little thing. So that comes. And that note is kind of swallowed. It's not swallowed, but it's just very short. Right? Sorry, I messed that up. So that's that section. Let's play it like kind of slow. Remember, it starts off with that. Whoop, 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 whoop. Messing up. Well, that's what it is. Some of these phrases are similar to others. I bring a phrase from another chorus into it. It's hard for me to isolate a part of the solo because I hear the whole solo is like a whole thing. It's not hard to sing along with like the whole thing, but then to stop and sometimes I forget what it is like as a snapshot. Again. That's kind of 80% or something. Let's try a full speed. Pretty good. One more time. So that's pretty cool. That's like a new thing that we hadn't seen before in the solo, that false fingering thing. So we're almost to the end of the solo. Hope you're digging it. Again, it's great for me to come back and study the solo. Again, I've studied it many times, but you know, every time I notice some new things, and I'm just reminded just how killing this is. This is one of the greatest solos. It's so articulate and so perfect. Like these three choruses are just a little composition in itself. So, all right. See you next time for the grand finale. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.